Hello and welcome to Insights, the CAE podcast. This week with CAE's CEO, Justin Harling. So Justin, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for joining. I'm not feeling any pressure because obviously for those that don't know, you obviously are CEO. And this is actually my first request. So those people have listened to the sort of recordings we've done to date have actually requested you join. So I'm sort of feeling a bit of pressure to make sure I ask the right questions as well. I thought, other than introducing yourself, I thought something would be really interesting is obviously those of us that work at CAE are frequently asked to describe the company. We're often asked, you know, tell us about yourselves. But you obviously give us that same feedback internally. And I thought your impression, your description of CAE would be really interesting for the people listening because you obviously come from the centre of the company and it's not about technology so much. It's about the outcome and the customer. And I thought it would be really good to hear how you describe and position CAE.
Yeah, as well. No pressure on both of us, I think, on that front, by the way, in terms of what we talk about. But yeah, CAE, and I can tell you now, I think you'll have seen it. So last week I celebrated my 20-year anniversary at CAE, and I've seen it change. I've watched it grow, but there is that part which has been constant sort of throughout of all the things that have changed in the business. So what's at its heart and you know the culture of the business is absolutely you know all important to us, and it's really important to me. I love the technology, and you know, we can you know, touch on that kind of a little bit. I think having that passion around the technology and what it can achieve is really important. But the people aspect really is at the centre of you know everything that we do. I think how we've grown and developed as a company is very different because of the stance that we take you know around that. That we look at long term. You know that I talk about. I love Simon Sinek. I think what he captured in The Infinite Game, I think, is really important to us. That I want CAE to stand for something in terms of how we work and what we do, and I really want that to last. I think it's really important not only for our own people but anybody that we work with that we're a constant, we're something that that can be relied upon. And as I said, and we're something given all the change that's you know that's going on that we're a place of comfort for people, where a business that people enjoy working for, working with, and obviously those are all traits that require everybody in the business to share that, because those are very much personal kind of you know people traits that you know that need to come across. And it's outside of everything else that's what's always you know been there for us. And I think finding the balance of the two, you know, just the crucial thing in terms of what we do.
So we often say, well, lots of companies talk that a customer's at the centre of their experience and the customer's at the centre of their ambition and how they operate. But for me, it's always been people. So beyond customer, it's about people. And that's the people inside the company, people we work with in terms of sort of manufacturers and suppliers, but obviously the customer as well. You know, you've always seemed to sort of embrace and push that sort of mantra out to us to make sure we all remember that all the time, which has been quite unique.
And it's something that affects us kind of all the time. So I know it affects us every single day is realizing you know, what technology does for people in a very positive way. But you know, at times, so, you know, I'll take it all the way down to all the guys on our service desk. I think you know, for them understanding, I wish at some point somebody would just phone our service desk just for a nice chat. It would be really lovely if that you know if that happened. But of course, it doesn't. It's not, unfortunately, it's not what they're there for. You know, anybody who phones is because something's gone wrong somewhere and they need something to fix. And I think for them, being able to show that that empathy and be able to realise that somebody's having a really you know bad day you know, because of something that's happened. And actually, if we're able to help with that, that's you know that's really important. But it goes wider than that. And you know, I've had a number of conversations. You know, particularly if we're embarking on you know a new project or you know a new technology or you know something like that, with sort of having that conversation you know within a customer very explicitly, where for us to be able to understand and demonstrate and care enough about, because we know that it's our, you know, it's our business on the line, but that's, it's somebody's job on the line. If something doesn't go well, and I've had this, you know, exact conversation really, really explicitly, where, you know, with somebody saying, you do know if this doesn't go right, you know, if this goes wrong, I'm going to lose my, you know, I'm going to lose my job, you know, and the impact that that's going to have. And for us, hand on heart, to be able to say, yes, we get that, we understand it, we really appreciate that, and therefore we'll work in such a way, yeah, obviously to make sure that that, you know, doesn't happen, but it's appreciating what it actually kind of means to people. And it means, you know, it means a lot to everybody. So that's inside the business, but also being able to demonstrate that, you know, for everybody we work with, that, you know, what we can do can have a really positive effect, or, you know, a really negative effect. And therefore we should really care about that. And that's, you know, there's an emotional side there that I think, you know, you have to take into consideration. And we work hard on being able to do that. And you know, we'll always keep doing that.
No, absolutely. And so what sort of, I guess, drove your own interest, you know, the blend between technology and I guess, how you found yourself at CAE and to sort of develop this company into the sort of structure it is now? What's sort of the motivation behind that?
So it goes, I suppose I've been fortunate in the way that I was brought up with technology. Now, I don't know whether, you know, a bit of this might be rose-tinted glasses at this point, because I'm going to go back a few years, because the way we look at that is maybe, you know, it's maybe slightly different. But, you know, if I take you kind of sort of all the way back, and I'm going to show a bit of age here as well. So, I mean, I can go back as far as, you know, using calculators in school. Now, I know for a lot of people, you know, that might not seem important. For me, it had a particular poignancy, actually, because my dad. So my dad taught mathematics and education. He also wrote primary school textbooks. Okay. And he wrote the first series of textbooks around using calculators in school, when there was that really big debate about, oh, but if kids use you know, calculators in school, their brains are going to go to mush, they're never going to be able to do a times table in their life again, you know, that it would be the, you know, the death of intelligence by using, you know, kind of calculators in school. And I know, you know, he was really kind of pioneered that kind of part of actually saying, well, no, it's how you interact you know, with the technology, even if that technology was as simple as a calculator then. And so I probably grew up that way, because I was always the guinea pig for the textbooks, actually.
Perfect.
you know, so I definitely you know, got to understand that at an early age, and I was always introduced to that. So, you know, as BBC Micros kind of came out, you know, I was we had one of the first ones of those in the you know, in the house. So, you know, spent lots of time with very frustrating code, you know, typing lines of it, and then it not working, and then, you know, trying to debug it and sort of things like that. But all the way, you know, I was the in the first year that I ever did GCSE, you know, kind of IT. You know, I look at some of the projects and things that we, you know, we were doing then, and they were, you know, they were very different to now, because people were just trying to, you know, we're just trying to figure out what you could actually use the technology for. And I said, it probably took that all the way through to my first job after university. I started life as an accountant, and again, I started at that period, just at the time that laptops were being rolled out across that workforce. But I can tell you the resistance with people going, well, what do I do with this?
Yeah, all that change.
It was all very well having laptops, but actually at that time nobody had really explained what you were doing with them. You know, and all these things just prove, you know, constantly proving the, you know, sort of the point of, God, you know, how technology had you know, has changed. But actually through every single step was having to go through that process of actually understanding how a bit of technology was going to be used, because without that, be it a calculator, a BBC Micro, you know, or a laptop, without that understanding, you know, they just become, you know, ornaments effectively. So I suppose, you know, throughout my life, I've always loved the technology. I like getting my hands on things early. I'm really proud that I had one of the first iPads in the UK. I was in the US when it was launched, and I queued outside the Apple store in San Francisco. But I can tell you, I brought it back, which was great. But there was no UK App Store at that point. And again, so I was like, oh, look, I've got an iPad. And I was like, well, what does it do? Well, not much, really. It looks great.
Very large screen.
Yeah, and it looks fantastic, but not a lot at that point. Because again, until we figured out, how to really use it and what it could be used for. Very pretty, but not much use. So I suppose I've had this recurring theme in my life from a very early age, and it's I think it's been the case up to now, and I think it'll be the case in the future as well. There will always be resistance to change, but actually, part of what we can do is help with that and make it easier. To use the technology and sort of for everyone's benefit. So yeah, it's definitely deep-rooted for me.
No, indeed. I do remember an early job for myself, I think back in the 90s, late 90s, and I think the first day at work I was told to just go and browse the internet to fill the day. But I'd never seen the internet, I wasn't sure what to browse. It was just a URL browser. I have no idea what to do now. So just spent the day staring at the screen on the off chance. But So in terms of CAE, again, I always think we're all about projects. We're all about solutions. We're all about outcomes. Everybody transacts something, but we are very interested in the project. And again, the longevity, I think, of our customer base probably proves that as well. We sort of do these long-based projects. Was CAE for you always about having the ability for services, the ability for obviously the technology? So we put the two things together.
Yeah, and that's... that was a big part of the reason why I wanted to come into CAE in the first place. The thing that I recognised I was probably missing kind of before that was actually the customer side. I think we still work really hard, and it can be difficult sometimes. But you really want to see the impact, the technology and a service was having. So. I had a services background as I kind of got into purely the technology space. That's how I came into it. It was around the service side. So that as a background was great, but it kind of meant nothing without really understanding the impact that it was having on customers. So part of my desire and CAE when I joined it was about 25 people at that point. What was really exciting was that. It was really building its services side, and for me, knowing I could kind of get hands on with the with the customer bit, and that started day two. I think on my second day, that was it. Out in front, actually talking about the impact that something was going to have, and how a particular project was going to run. Because I think if you only see part of that kind of equation, you're just not going to deliver. The service at its at its best. So it was the reason for joining the company in the first place, and that as a reason absolutely hasn't gone away, and never will.
No, I always think it's a bit that humanises the industry for me. It's actually the outcome and understanding the project, and again being able to do the service element with the hardware and putting the two together allows us to really, again, to your point earlier, actually allows us to understand what we're trying to achieve or the customer's trying to achieve, and see the outcome of that is quite rewarding.
And it is. I still love the fact that I'm not sure my kids like this as much as I do, but I still love the fact being in the car, driving somewhere, being somewhere, going somewhere, whatever it may be, seeing something, and knowing that we're helping to support that.
Yeah.
And actually seeing and knowing that in the background there, we're the reason why why something happening or not happening, I suppose, but we don't see that sort of too often. But I think that's what makes it really interesting for us. I think is actually the pride in not just what we do, but actually more the pride in when I see a customer in press and some of the things that are going on, and we'll grow, we'll develop. Because our customers will. I love it when we're pushed by our customers in terms of what they're trying to achieve, and when it's going to challenge us as well. That's when it has real meaning. That's when what we do has purpose, and that's the critical bit for us within CAE is knowing that what we do actually makes a difference. So, we take at any time, and we know we affect all kinds of different things. Helping people achieve all kinds of different outcomes. The fact that it's so varied, but it can do so much, is why it's still absolutely fascinating. I think I wouldn't want to be in a different industry to the one we're in, right now. I think for everything we get to do and looking at the future and what that could mean, I think it's just the best place to work.
No, I agree. I mean, a colleague once said to me actually that just taking in terms of taking pride in projects that. Between he and I, because as you know, I do a lot of work in sort of research and life science customer base, is that, you know, we'll never be intelligent enough to solve cancer, but maybe the technology we support being implemented could. And so that's our contribution. So as I say, when you move around the world and you look at things, we are influencing some of those aspects of the world from CAE, and that's pretty special.
It really is. I think, I use this internally. Me personally and for the business itself, I want to change the world. Now, I know it sounds very grandiose, but even if we can just do it in just a little way, if it's one person's life, that would be a really good start. But hopefully we can do a lot more than that. I think it just gives a completely different perspective as to why we do what we do, and I think that's all important to us. It concerns me about, I know a lot of talk around sort of employment and jobs and this idea, people only holding jobs for a couple of years and inevitably moving on and that's the way to do it. Actually, I think if you can provide the right environment, that's not what we want for CAE. That just seems really selfish for the for the individual and the business. That just feels like a take relationship.
Mm.
Whereas actually we think it's more important that it's as much about as what we can give each other, and that is a long-term thing, and again that extends out into everything we do. So we love not only supporting what customers are doing, but the causes and what they're passionate about. Instead, if we can understand and help with that, it makes a whole difference to getting out of bed in the morning and thinking, yes, we're gonna make a difference.
No, absolutely. You mentioned actually in supporting people. We're obviously at the sort of hopefully the tail end of the sort of the lockdown period we've been in for the last sort of three plus months. And CAE's had incredible sort of support, I guess, for all the people inside the company, but also our customers through the sort of COVID-19 period. You sort of set that agenda quite early on as well. You're quite public in that agenda that we were going to sort of keep the company as is, and equally look after customers, but not sort of utilize COVID as an excuse in any sense. It was about finding the right way to help. I guess there's a lot of pressure from around that we should do more or market to COVID, which a lot of people have done. But you've, again, culturally, it was a choice to make sure we're there to help, not nothing else.
There are a couple of those choices. It said very, very early on. I was asked a question a couple of weeks ago, and somebody sort of said, what does this look like for you and for the business? Does it look like survive or does it look like thrive? And our honest answer was, I think, I'll look at the traditional method of measuring success. Very easy to look at a P&L and just go, well, that tells us, how we're doing. It's one tiny part of the picture. I knew, we were happy. We were in a position which says, financially, absolutely want to make sure that we survive and we'll, take all the right steps, around that. But it's fine to be at survive level. I want the organization to thrive. So the way people are working, how people are thinking about the business, how we interact with customers, all those things are much more important. If those improve, if that gets better, that will be our measure of success. And it's a much more long term view. So we did. We took those decisions of how we should act around people. In realizing that everyone's individual circumstances were going to be much more important, that areas like mental health were going to be absolutely crucial, you know, looking at the things we could do to more widely support people and their families was much more important. And exactly the same, for customers as well. Actually just understanding, well, what do people need right now? What, not just what do we want out of it, but what can we best do? So I'm pleased we could take those decisions early and stick to them. I think it's important, and you're right, and sometimes in the face of pressure to act differently, because we could. Short term, there may have been some benefit to it, but it's just not what we're about. I think it would have been damaging over the long term. So setting that out and being able to stick with it has been really important.
Yeah, I think it's been, again, for those in CA, it's been important to feel that sort of that confidence and comfort throughout this period. It's always been welcomed. A phrase I'm not keen on, but it seems to be coming, the new phrase is the new normal. Do you anticipate a true new normal, or is it, or, you know, or like many things, this will be a part of history in a bit of recent history, and then we'll be able to sort of move forward and life will revert? I mean, what do you think the CAE will become in the coming sort of months, weeks, I suppose?
And you're right. I think this, I can understand why the expressions, you know, kind of come up, because everyone's looking for, you know, for what the next kind of looks like. I'm not sure as a business we've ever been normal, so I don't think that's
it's not a priority.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I think, you know, it's more the thing. You know, are things going to go back to the way that they were? Absolutely not. Mm. And I don't think we know right now exactly what that means, and it's still slightly unsettling. I think because of that, we'll talk about this. You know, this last piece, in some respects, being relatively straightforward, just because, you know, everybody's been working from home. Everybody's been in exactly the same boat, you know, facing exactly the same challenge at exactly the same time. That's within our business. I mean, I know, you know, sort of wider than that, obviously, it gets more complicated. But actually, as we work through the next phase, I think it's going to get more complicated because, you know, we're going to have much more mixed environments. I think it's changed attitudes towards, you know, what the purpose of an office is, how people, want to be able to work. You know, all these things are still very much, up in the air at the moment. So I don't think we know exactly what it's going to look like. I think what we just want to do is acknowledge at the moment is our goal is not just to get back to how it was before. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to try and, you know, actually understand what this means and hopefully be, you know, adaptable and flexible enough, to just figure it out. So, you know, not make these, you know, wide sweeping statements which says, well, we are going to do, you know, everyone's going to do this or everyone's not going to do this. The answer is going to lie somewhere in the middle. And I think our commitment is just to try and figure out what that looks like over a period of time and hopefully be as accommodating as possible. Our goal is to have talent and to be able to develop and nurture that talent and share experience, share expertise. We'll just figure out, you know, how we need to be able to do that moving forward. So, yeah, no crystal ball, unfortunately, apart from, but it's definitely going to look different. That much we do, right?
No, I tend to agree. I was going to ask you your sort of proudest moment, but I thought it's quite an unfair question because I know you and you take a lot of pride out of a lot of aspects of what we do. I guess maybe what's the bit that drives you most from the role, and, you know, in terms of CA, I guess I say a single moment might be too much, but what's the sort of where we've got to that's made you, you know, most proud in terms of the aspects of how we will work?
Yeah, thanks for that, because you're absolutely right. It's not about one thing. You're absolutely right. It's around, you know, actually taking pleasure in lots and lots of things. Every Friday, the early morning senior leadership call, we have a good news, you know, sort of Friday call, and that's about actually being able to take pleasure, to be able to take a sense of achievement out of lots of small things. Mm. Is particularly important to us. what always makes it interesting to me, and it's been the same throughout this period, but it was, you know, actually the same, you know, kind of sort of before this. When I get to hear that we've had impacts on weather, somebody thinks they wouldn't have been able to do something, and because of what we've done, you know, we've enabled something different to happen. At an individual level, that's what really drives me. That's what probably puts the biggest smile on my face. It's just that bit where it says, you know, wow, didn't think we'd be able to do this, we've been able to do it, or was really worried about this, but oh God, it's made such a difference. And it's the combination of all those small things, again, inside and outside, you know, sort of the business. That's what's, you know, you want that, you know, every day, you know, kind of ideally, because, you know, think, yeah, that makes me, yeah, that makes me feel good. And I think that's what has kept the longevity going, you know, to keep that going, to have that for 20 years, you know, has been such a, you know, such a wonderful thing. And I don't see why that has to change. I think it's only if we start putting, you know, absolutes on that it becomes, you know, really difficult. And it isn't about that. It's about building a business. I want CAE, the talent within the business, our ability to do things for customers to way outlast me. You know, so it's a combination of all those things, which is really, really lovely and really important. And I think that's what actually gives it its longevity.
No, absolutely. Funny enough, my next, like I said, maybe my last question is conscious of your time, but I was going to ask what you would like the legacy of CAE to be, which again, I know is another big question, but it's like I say, we're not quite looking backward just yet, but it's leaving that marker and that I guess that ongoing marker is so important. And again, something else that you put that sort of vibrance through the company all the time. So interesting to say what you'd like it to be at the end, if there was an end.
And I don't think there is.
No, I'm hoping there's not.
That becomes one of those kind of crucial things, actually, of it never feeling like there should be an end to it. I know the way in which we're going to work. I know the technology's, you know, going to change, you know, sort of massively in terms of. And I think it's part of the drive is that feeling that, you know, that there won't be an end to it. It's the word legacy. It makes it sound like that, isn't it? You stop doing something and therefore you get to look back on what it is. For us, it's just that look forward that, you know, we're always going to be able to, there's always going to be the next thing to achieve. You know, we're always going to be there to be able to help and, you know, support somebody in terms of what they're doing. So, you know, so actually, I suppose the point is kind of, yeah, not having a legacy in a traditional sense, you know, more that feeling that we're always going to be able to, you know, to help, you know, I think is the thing that will ultimately, you know, kind of really, really keep us going.
Yeah, fantastic. And I guess maybe more a comment than a question, but certainly for, you know, customers who may listen, you've always made yourself available. Certainly from my experience, you're always available for a customer for a conversation. And often it's not about technology, it's not about a project. It's actually just about that engagement and that relationship. So I think it's important that people understand that as CAE, and certainly for yourself and the leadership team, that access is available when no one's locked away.
Definitely not. It's how we learn, it's how we grow, it's how we develop. We, you know, it's wanting to be human, and we only get that from that type of you know, interaction. And that's hearing if something's good, hearing if something can be, you know, sort of improved upon, you know, whatever it is. Except it's about being human, and a big part of that is having that type of interaction. Except it's why I joined the company in the first place, was the ability to be able to have and understand that, and I never want anybody to lose that. You know, kind of within the you know, within the business, it's the only way that we'll develop and achieve the goals that we've you know, we've talked about. And I always massively appreciate anybody who's willing to give up their time, you know, sort of to talk to us and explain about what they're trying to do, and how we can help. I think is always extremely extremely valuable. So we'll always have time for that.
Thank you. Thanks, Justin. I think that's a really really great place to call a close on this one. But hopefully, get to do this again in the future.
I'd love to. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Joe. It's great to be involved.
Thank you, Justin.